Alright, we are getting ready to start quiz number 29. The teams are Tennessee, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Ty, who do you think will get the high, middle, and low?
Indiana or Wisconsin, and depending how Tennessee does in this quiz, if they do what they did in the last quiz, they will probably get a low. It's going to be a really close quiz if there's not a lot of errors.
I think the question is, do you believe in momentum? You got Tennessee who's coming off a terrible quiz, Indiana who didn't quiz at all, and Wisconsin who really had a pretty good quiz. In a very messy quiz, they rose above the fray and actually did well. So the question is, do you believe in momentum? Will Indiana or Wisconsin do well with Tennessee's doing poorly because of momentum, or will momentum mean nothing as it normally does and Tennessee get the high win?
Yeah, we'll keep you updated as the quiz goes on. All right, after question 6, the score is 60 for Tennessee, 70 for Indiana, 20 for Wisconsin. All right, just what do they need to get back into the quiz?
They've only jumped 4 times. They've erred 3 of those times, so they need to jump more and get some correct answers. Not let other teams keep running away with this. There's been a lot fewer errors in this quiz, which is a good thing. So,
all right, Grant, do you have anything to say?
Not much. I'm trying to blog.
Sure. This is where you start to see the separation of your actual top-tier number one quizzers, people who are really, really good, and then the people who are just kind of good. And you see Reed and Cullen really dominate. As long as they quiz well, it's going to be hard for Wisconsin to keep up.
All right, we will be back after this. All right, after 11 questions, the score is 140 for Tennessee, 100 for Indiana, and negative 10 for Wisconsin. How's Wisconsin gonna get out of this hole? What do they need to do to get out of this hole, Josiah?
They need Cullen and Reed to quiz out, and they need to be able to answer some questions because they've had 6 errors, I think, so far, which is not helping them at all. They're gonna have to answer some correct questions, and Tennessee's done a good job of getting having a lot fewer errors.
Alright, Grant, got anything to say?
I'll say that Matt West has been right on about Cullen doing pretty well here, and you know, Wisconsin isn't a big hole when they can get out of, but I think Reed and Cullen have kind of risen to the top so far in this quiz.
Alright, you got anything to say, Matt West?
Well, I think that Wisconsin, in that timeout they just called, is going to be more aggressive. They need to get a few fortunate jumps.
Yep, we'll be back. After question 13, the score is 140 for Tennessee, 110 for Indiana, and 10 for Wisconsin. What are your thoughts, Josiah?
If Reed or Cullen errs, they have to get the toss-up question. They can't miss them. That's probably the best way that they're gonna get back in this.
Yeah, and it looks like for the last question, Reed aired, and it looked like Tennessee was sitting a little. So maybe they might be sitting for a couple questions.
Yeah, do you think that's a strategic sit by Tennessee to help Wisconsin, or is it strategic and just that they're gonna sit no matter what? Are they helping Wisconsin, or are they just disconcerned? And that's what we'll find out in the next few questions, right?
Yeah.
Presumably.
You got anything to say, Grant?
I would say that it is a little road to get back in it, but if Indiana starts making errors, Wisconsin's going to be right there.
All right, we'll be back after this first. After this. All right, after question 20, high win, Tennessee 230, middle win, Indiana 110, low win for Wisconsin with 10 points. Although that is Wisconsin's first loss, Wisconsin had 9 errors, so can't have that happen. The only person for Indiana that got a real 20-point question was Reed. You got any thoughts, Josiah?
It was mostly Colin and Reed answering for Indiana and Tennessee. Wisconsin's going to have to be able to beat them. They're going to have to beat them up and get correct answers to beat those two teams. So.
All right, you got any thoughts, Grant?
I just say if you're going to get a loss, it's better to get it today rather than in the finals. And I expect Kettleman will probably come back and definitely give a shot at giving Indiana or Tennessee a low or two.
Yeah, so is that it until Thursday for today?
Yeah, that's the end of the quizzing. Wisconsin, here's where their work is cut out for them. Indiana doesn't have anyone other than Reed who can beat them up. The problem is Reed can consistently beat them up. They need to be close enough where Reed needs to feel the stress if he's going to lay back and not get up, that he needs to get that question. And Cullen is in that category too. So Wisconsin needs someone who can compete with those two guys, or they need to cumulatively get 3-4 questions so they're sitting at 60-80 when Reed quizzes out. Quizzing out doesn't guarantee you the medal, and if they can get close enough where Reed either feels like he has to quiz out or can't pass answers or any of that, that's going to help them out. So those are my thoughts. That's the end of Quiz 29. We'll see you Thursday for Quiz 30.